Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Two questions for you.
Yeah.
Do you like my top?
Nope.
Okay. Well.
Second question.
Favorite cereal.
Ooh. So you know Desert Island Crisps?
Yeah.
I thought of another one.
Okay, give it to me.
Desert Island Cereal.
You just thought of it just then?
The sequel. No, I thought about it.
Well, why don't you just
thought about it the other night.
Tell the listeners what Desert Island Crisps
is. They all
was.
Know.
Well, they might not.
It's huge.
They might just be tuning
Desert
in.
Desert Island Crisps. It's like Desert Island Discs, but you replace the discs with crisps. That's how I'd intro it.
Why are you lisping the crisp?
I didn't. I said crisp. What are you talking about?
Because you sound like some shit gangster from like a...
What, like he's like really tough, but yeah. The one word he can't say properly is crisps. But no one, everyone's too scared to tell him about it.
Oh, he just said crisp.
Oi, why aren't you eating your crisps? You've barely touched your crisps.
You know when you get your sandwich, do you put crisps in it?
My bacon's not crispy. I'm going to shoot you.
Would crisp always happen with wisp as well?
Wisp.
Your hair's a bit wispy.
Bit wispy. No, it's only crisps that you can't say.
We have a Lonnie on the podcast today, a sex and relationship expert.
A guru.
A guru. Buckle up, Millie. And you...
Buckle up. Strap on your strap-ons.
Jesus.
Tie up your dogs.
What?
I don't know. Is that weird? Yeah, it is weird.
All right, everybody. It's going to be much better content than that.
Yeah, it's a little. It's got a bit more rhythm and rhyme to it.
Like a blues
song. I think we went a bit blushed. We got a bit embarrassed during this one.
Mm.
There was a direct question about whether we liked bumhole play or something.
All right, we'll get ready for that. Here we go. Oh, enjoy. Aloni on the podcast. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Aloni. I'm a sex and relationship expert. I'm also make a lot of noise on social media, such as Twitter. I create threads that allow women to share all their sexual escapades. I'm also a TV presenter / podcaster, blogger, content creator, and I just basically love to talk a lot about sex.
Damn.
Are we talking about sex?
We're talking about sex.
Oh, you're in the wrong place.
We're talking about chess.
No, we're talking about sex, man.
All right.
Aloni, okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, listen, I am... Private Parts started because I was bored of people just covering up what they really think and they have filters on them. But actually, being honest and open about anything is a really good way to be, I feel.
Absolutely. No, I love to talk about sex, for example. And that was something that I started doing because, you know, I felt like other people weren't doing it. And I was bored as well. I was just like, what? People not talking about sex. Like, we should be having these conversations. There's so much misinformation out there. And it basically started as my own personal hobby to something that I have now created into a book. So I hear you.
What's the book called?
The Big O.
The Big O.
Yeah. So obviously my name's Oloni. But it's an emphasis on the orgasm gap.
What's the orgasm gap?
Because women have more orgasms than men, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But, listen.
Wait, what?
Listen. When I'm...
When you're what?
When, I don't know.
When you're on the Big O.
When I'm in town.
There's no orgasms.
There's a pew, pew. There are orgasms left, right, and center.
No, but you asked an important question there, which was, what is the orgasm gap? And a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's like a disparity between cis-hetero men and cis-hetero women, which just points out that men are more likely to get to that finish line in comparison to women. I think there was a study of 800 people and 90% of men said that they were more likely to orgasm in comparison to around 30% of women. And it just shows you that disparity.
It's because we're simple beings.
You think so?
Yeah, we're just like, ugh, done, off.
I don't disagree.
We're selfish.
Selfish, simple.
Two things can be true. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Let's keep going, Jay. Keep going. What else are we?
I'm just
stupid.
I'm just alpha. That's what I am.
What's this energy coming from you today? You said you're alpha, that you fire off orgasms left, right, and center.
That's interesting, though. So, okay, why is it that 30% of women typically have had an orgasm? Why men have had so much more?
I think it's usually because women are a bit more timid in the bedroom. I think if you just think about the way women go about life, we've been told to be a bit more, just subservient when it comes to different aspects of our life. And we take that into the bedroom. We believe that, again, as you mentioned, that men are the alphas. So they should know what they should be doing in the bedroom. And again, I think maybe because society just tells us that sex is more for men and not for women. We're just supposed to be there and men are supposed to really enjoy the moment. And, you know, sex is all about them and their penises. But, you know, women are maybe shy to really express how they feel in the bedroom or what they want in the bedroom, or perhaps just don't even know. So yeah,
I think though I've been shy in the past.
Really?
So I'm trying to turn it around.
I'm just being honest. I think I have been a bit.
You go against the stats.
Yeah.
You fake a lot of orgasms.
Yeah.
Have you faked it before?
I faked it before.
Oh my god, how did you fake this? Because a lot of women have.
I don't
asked
understand
me,
how you could fake an orgasm.
Like, spit on her back or something? What'd you do?
Oh my god. Yeah, I actually saw this the other day and I was intrigued. I was like, how can you fake it?
I only do missionary, so I only, it's the only way that I can orgasm.
down at the church.
I only do a missionary.
Come on. All right, how do you fake it? All right, give us a fake. You've done this before. He did his orgasm. It was awful.
Well, I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Have you heard tortoises having sex?
This is how you do a fake orgasm. That's
why I sound like when I get up in the morning.
That's why you need to ask for proof.
Proof. Prove it.
I have faked it before for sure because I was embarrassed that I couldn't. I went through a period where I couldn't orgasm.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes happens, maybe fear
it does,
or get well. And so because I couldn't, I was then embarrassed that it was my girlfriend at the time. It was one of an ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I was embarrassed that she would think that it was her problem, but I knew it wasn't her. Or maybe, do you know what? This ex-girlfriend of mine,
maybe,
I wasn't.
You're gonna say maybe it was her.
Well, I don't know. She didn't think with me either, but I wasn't as sexually attracted to her.
Ooh.
Yeah, is that really bad? That's why we broke up.
It's the truth, actually. I guess.
I mean, if it's your truth, it's your truth. Who am I to deny you of that? But at least you know where it is. I mean, but, you know, just talking about men faking it, I think a lot of it can be down to performance anxiety. A lot of people have said that it could be, ED, which is erectile dysfunction. There's so many things that do happen, but you know what the reason is, and that's all that matters. So,
mate, have you ever faked it? Come on.
I actually haven't. I've never faked it. But I guess the reasons for men faking it are very different to a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men are faking it because like they just physically maybe can't come, whereas women are like, they're tired.
Yeah.
But women are like, oh, I've got to like put on this show and be like, oh my God, you're so great.
Alon, have you faked it in the past?
Of course. What? But I don't do that anymore. I'm a bit of a bossy bitch in the bedroom.
Oh my God, this is...
There's no faking.
We've never had sex and I'm intimidated. I mean, I would be... If we met out on like a night out and I was single, not getting married, and
you'd go off to the toilet to get slip into something sexy. You'd come back and he'd already have tied himself up in bondage and go, just dominate me.
Can I just ask to bring you back to where does this sexual confidence, and just because you walk in here And typically when people walk into a podcast studio, and it's just fab, I love it. You walk in, you have a great presence, you have a great energy.
Thank you.
You know, you're
I think it's because I'm a Leo.
Is that what it is?
No, I'm joking.
Are Leos like confident? I thought Leos were like sleeping lions.
I think everything back to star signs.
Really?
No. I think, do you know what it is? When it just comes to sex in general, I think when you become more confident in your body, your what it is you enjoy when it comes to pleasure, it just allows you to be more confident. And I think because I understand sex more than, I don't want to say that I know everything about sex, but I feel like I know more than the average Joe, if you know what I mean. So I think that typically helps as well. And I've had a lot of bad sex. When you have a lot of bad sex, you know what good sex feels like. So, and that's what I describe as well in my book, The Big O. And
get the big. Where can we get the big O? Let's get
Amazon.
Go and get that.
Wherever you want to find it.
Yeah, turn this podcast off right now. Go on to Amazon. Get that.
Go on Amazon. But yeah, I feel like that is where it really does boil down to. I've had so many bad experiences that I know how to identify the good ones. And you just learn from your mistakes as well. And once you understand what it is that you really like in the bedroom, you can just teach your partner. So that could be down to masturbation. I mean, sex toys. Do you guys like sex toys?
I'm not. No.
Why are you not mad into sex toys?
I just haven't.
You feel dominated by a dildo.
I'll save it. I'll save it. If
she brought it out, I'd be up for it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we're just... Yeah. Would you let her put it up your booty?
It's a free hole. Yeah. Every hole
is
a goal.
Do you like
arse play? Look at him. Look at his posture. What is that? What do you think?
I already had my arms folded. Arse play. Is that a game? Is that on Android or iPhone?
Do you like arse play?
You like it. I know you
Yeah,
do.
Give it to me. Ooh, yeah, give it to me.
Yeah.
So have you had your cheeks eaten before?
Yeah! I've got no cheeks left. They have been devoured.
Have you ever had them?
Well,
there he is.
What was it like?
Oh, it was all right. Yeah. I don't know. You should ask them.
He was in one of these like what I can only call like a human centipede. It was like a going round and round. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I feel like
you were at the very back of that centipede.
I had no one. Eating my booty. Hold on. I want to ask this. So just by looking at Alex and I and judging us because we've just met, individually, what do you think we're like in the bedroom?
I think you're, I don't know. I feel like you give me Dom vibes, low-key Dom vibes. So you could possibly be a switch. So that's someone who's a sub and a Dom.
Right.
But I feel like, on the highest scale, you definitely give me Dom vibes.
Can you explain what Dom, like these, I don't know what these are.
Yeah, so that means you're dominant in the bedroom.
Okay.
That means you call the shots. You might be into praise kink, for example.
What's that?
So praise kink is a type of kink where you talk it up in the bedroom. You might say something like, for example, why is it hard for me to think of a praise kink?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it is. What is it?
A praise kink. So, for example, it could be like just cheering on your sexual partner. So it could be along the lines of, "Oh, do you like that?" Or "I want to hear you moan for me."
What?
Do you get what I mean? So it's kind of those little words and sentences that you use to cheer on your sexual partner,
like a cheerleader,
in a very Dom way. Yeah.
And what's the other one? There's, you got a Dom
sub. So that's when you are on the other side. So
submissive.
Exactly. So submissive. So that is someone who just, well, we all know what a submissive is. I don't know how to go into it.
I think submissive is where I hear where you're more like,
you sit back and
you're timid. You don't dominate. You like almost being dominated.
Exactly,
in a sense.
Exactly. You like being dominated. You enjoy the work being put onto you, or you like being told what to do in the bedroom as well. So that can be very fun. I think there's power in both plays as well. Mm. So I think you're a switch as well. You give me switch vibes as well, if I'm honest.
Down straight.
I love it. I feel like we all have a little switch in us. But
I think you're Dom vibes.
I'm definitely Dom.
You're like get down and lie there and let's go.
And I think a lot more women need to be a bit more dominant in the bedroom. I think it leads to better sex because, again, for so long, I feel like men feel as though the sexual responsibility is in their hands. Like they have to make her orgasm or they have to please her. And it's like, no, you need to dominate him. Tell him what it is you like in the bedroom. Tell him how to suck on your clit. You need to describe and go into details or else, you know, the sexual experience won't be fulfilling for both of you.
Alex asked me before, he said, can you ask Aloni if you can give us a quick cunnilingus lesson?
Ooh.
Yeah, what to do, what not to do.
Okay.
You said this, buddy.
Yeah, I need tips. Wait. should we look down the
camera? No, don't. So look at me when you...
No, I actually write this.
I tried to be Dom Vibes then, it didn't work. I bailed out straight away.
This is one of my favorite tips that I do describe in the big O. So
hand on the belly button.
You know, it's not hand on the belly button. So there's two.
Apparently wearing socks makes you more likely to orgasm.
Wear a suit while you do it.
Yeah, that is, I've seen that stat as well.
Socks
I've
is
seen
a thing,
stat.
Right?
It does. But you know, if you don't want to wear socks, I think a toy is definitely important as well. So it could be like a little vibrator that you just suck, you just play with on the clit.
Okay.
And then there's the Kevin method. I'm giving you
what?
Guys away too much.
Yeah, no,
I'm not telling, I'm not expressing that one.
Say the
no,
Kevin.
You have to. Yes, no, yes, you no, can't no. back
you
out.
Can't
it's, in the book,
it.
It's in the book. It's in the book.
Yes. Okay. You have. Listen, everyone, go and buy the book. Go and buy it.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Do you know what? I've got a better one though. It's basically how you demonstrate on your partner's face. So he's in between your legs.
Yeah.
And right. You get him to, as he's fingering, you gently massage his face. So as he's between your legs, you massage his face and you basically
inform him of the motion. Exactly. Is that right? Like you're using
so you
him
put
like
on
him.
His face, you just gently on his beard, his face, whatever, and then you describe the motion.
It.
Yes, he describes the motion.
Start slapping his face. Like, come on.
You might get a slap.
Wow.
Whatever.
Wait, hang on. So psychologically, if you're performing oral sex with someone, if they do the motion to the person's face, they subconsciously start doing that wherever.
Exactly.
They move their tongue.
They move it. Yeah, they move their
tongue.
Is that
the equivalent
their fingers.
Of a guy, like, sort of...
Oh, you...
I mean, not really.
Oh, my God, Alex. You're one of those, aren't you?
No, I'm just, like,
you're
questioning.
Those.
You push people's heads down.
That's a bit brutal.
You're a pusher.
No. Oh.
No, I'm joking. But, I mean, I see the similarities, but
What is the Clough technique? What would you say, the Clough technique?
The Kevin technique.
Yeah, so that's basically when you kind of lie on your side and you allow the circumference of your tongue to go back and forth on the clit, so it leaves more space. You have to read it; it'll make more sense.
That sounds quite mathematical. Wait, we are discussing maths.
Just quickly, can I just say, our producer, everyone's just got up to like come around and take a better look. They're literally like,
somehow they've lit a fire and smoking a pipe.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's getting overly excited here.
Yeah.
So there are different.
There are
different sexual
techniques.
Yes. Like a chess game, there are techniques that you can do.
Absolutely, for better results and to get that checkmate. But it's very important that you pay attention to the clit because I feel like so many... I mean, please tell me you guys know where the clit is.
I keep seeing all these memes about like finding the clit. And
do you guys know where the clit is?
Yeah, I reckon I've seen it a couple of times.
Do you pay attention to it?
Yeah.
I salute it every time.
This is why my book exists. Exactly. Because this is the thing. The clitoris is the only organ designed for sexual pleasure.
Okay.
The only, it has
What about
no
the butthole?
I mean, the butthole, what else do we use the butthole for?
I mean, I've got multi-purposes for my...
Yeah. Hiding things in
the
it.
Douche.
Yeah, the douche.
The douche.
Yeah.
But that just shows you how important the clitoris is and why you see all those memes because it is that vital when it comes to sex. Mm. Yet so many people skip it. When I say people, I mean men.
I have this theory, and I'm definitely speaking from my own experience. Until the age of about 26, 27, I was selfish. I just wanted to orgasm, all those kind of things. I just don't think men typically are good at sex until they're later because they're selfish, right? And it's exciting. You just want to have sex. Ah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like the average age that women, or I should say young girls, even masturbate or start to masturbate is around 13, whereas men it's like 11.
Wow.
And even then you still have women who don't really talk openly. Well, not, they're not that they should talk openly, but they might not touch themselves or really want to express that they touch themselves, because again, you know, sex is something that is
taboo.
Yeah, it's taboo. We can't celebrate it the way men typically can.
So. No, I remember I walked into my dormitory at school.
Yeah.
So I slept at school and I was like, look at my pubes, everybody. And it was like, it was one of these. And we, the first time I ever learned what masturbation was when I was 11 in a group of boys.
You had a group wank.
We didn't really, but we sort of did. Yeah. And then we woke up in the morning, we're like, well, that worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But women, I don't think had that as much.
They don't touch themselves. So they don't know what they're like. And they can't, if they don't know what they like, they can't tell their partners what they like. But even when I was growing up, I remember I had my first huge dildo at the age of,
huge dildo.
It was a huge dildo. And it's so funny because I would never mess with the dildo today. It's just not my thing. And it just shows me like how far I've come sexually as well, because the toys that I like now are more like small vibrators or suction toys are amazing.
Suction toys?
Yes. Any interview or podcast I've been on, I've literally been raving about suction toys.
Wait, so what's
like
a suction
hydraulics
toy?
Going
yeah. Honestly, yes. Yeah, quite God. Literally. It's like this suction toy, it sucks on the clit and it takes orgasms to another level. You can use it with your partner as well during partnered sex, or allow them to use it on their own. But it's so amazing.
Could you Hoover with it as well?
You can't Hoover with it. Sadly not.
Double up. That'd be quite useful.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I've actually just thought of an app that would be quite useful. Okay. Ooh. So have you seen that app where you look up at the stars and it shows you where like different
constellations are? Yeah.
Imagine that. You're looking down at the vagina and it goes, there's the clit.
Ooh.
Straight in, then you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're looking
at... I mean, it literally is looking at you.
Yeah. But yeah, it still gets missed. So we need an app.
That is true.
Listen, it's sometimes covered by the Flavia.
Labia.
Flavia.
The what? You just mangled two words together. Hope for the best. You're like, Flavia.
Flavia. It's covered by the labia. And then it goes, hello, when it gets.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and sometimes
happens.
It's not even covered by the labia. You know, all vulvas look very different. All of them look different. But again, you know, just going back to the topic of women not discovering themselves. So if you don't know what it is you like, you don't know what you like sexually, how are you going to teach your partner?
But okay, like when you were younger, your parents very liberal, like friends very
Absolutely
liberal.
Not. I grew up in a Christian Nigerian home.
Wow.
So they were very strict and it was, I had to discover everything on my own.
So know? So give this
That's
to,
where buying the big dildo comes from. You're like, no, fuck no, so you, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I want to get in, because I'm sure what you do, you go into these podcasts and they just ask you sex. I want to know. So you grew up in a very religious household.
Yeah.
So that must be restrictive in lots of ways.
I was definitely restrictive, because I feel when you grow up in a home that's very restrictive, it kind of makes you rebellious.
Pushes you the other way.
Yeah,
right?
It pushes you the other way. So all these things that you're being told that you're not supposed to ask or know about, you're just like, right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and I want to know why it's being kept a secret. I want to know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was, you know, up at night downloading all sorts of stuff on LimeWire, you know, all sorts. And I found all
I remember the LimeWire days. Yeah.
And everyone would be wondering why the computer had caught a virus and I just have to go about my business. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was very taboo, and your parents told you this is what you can't do.
I mean, I say this in the book. I asked my mum where babies came from. She told me it was God. And I was
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. But she could have been more accurate.
It's quite interesting psychologically. It was like in the Victorian era, like you weren't supposed to talk about sex.
Absolutely.
Let's not talk about sex. Every time it's like, don't talk about this, don't talk about this. But in doing so, and you end up like talking
this,
about it and thinking
this
about
far,
it.
To the point that it's what I do for a living.
How do they feel about it now?
Oh, my mum loves it. She was at like my book release party. And I remember being on stage dancing and I turn around and she's there. I'm like, how the hell did you get up here?
Oh my God.
So it was so hilarious. But she loves it now. I mean, she prefers the dating aspects and the relationships and me talking about all sorts of situationships and benching and ghosting. She likes that.
What's
bit.
Benching?
You know, when you bench someone when it comes
put
to dating,
put them on the sub. Putting sub on the, bench.
Exactly. You put them on the bench until you're, you know, until the main player isn't playing too well and you swap them.
Wow. But that's amazing. And right. So, and then it does, it becomes like a taboo thing. And so then you, when you get denied something, you go totally opposite.
You do.
Then when did you become sexually active?
I became sexually active when I was around, I was 18. I was 18 when I lost my virginity.
Oh,
I told
hello.
Myself, oh my gosh, I'm going to wait till I get into a relationship.
There we
da,
go.
Da, 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 da. And then
it was like 18, in like some field somewhere.
Yeah, basically. And there's just so much, even about virginity, that I got wrong. Everything that I was taught about virginity was wrong. And I was having bad sex for a very long time. And that's why I started writing about it. I was the only one amongst my friends who enjoyed talking about sex. All my girlfriends were just like, we shouldn't be talking about this. You know, this is very slutty, or people are going to see you a certain way if you talk about this. And I was just like, the hell, like, I masturbate and it's freaking amazing. So
wow. And you said that to them, just love that.
I remember showing them my dildo as well. They came around my house and I showed them my dildo for the first time and it was hilarious. I was chasing them around.
How big is this dildo?
I was like, okay, around that.
So we're looking at like 10 inches or
it was
something.
Very girthy as well. Had a lot of girth. I know.
What?
It was so terrible. I go into detail into the book about the embarrassing moments I had with this dildo. It got me into so much trouble. Like, it just wasn't worth
you
it.
You just got caught out, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Did you?
His dildo got found.
You got a dildo?
Yeah, hey, get out of here. It's not my dildo.
He carries one around with him.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes.
What I do is at home, I have two holsters and I keep them in the holsters. And I go,
he dresses up like Woody.
Oh, I see. You whip him out.
And his fiance is dressed up like Buzz.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Dude, I got to listen, it's my
there's
kink.
There's a snake in my trousers.
What is your kink, though? I want to know. Do you have a kink?
Toy Story.
Loves it. What is my...
Do you have a kink?
You love buttholes. You like yours?
Well,
like
this is the question I was going to ask.
Do you love anal sex?
I don't mind it. Yeah, no, I quite like it. Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I'm a booty guy.
I'm
a booty guy.
Yeah, I try to make it more down with the kids.
Do you use a lot of lube? How do you prep? I want to know, how do you prep for anal sex?
Says the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. And then I say, let's all eat.
Oh my God.
Because I typically do it in groups.
You must all be starving. I've kept you waiting long enough. Tuck in, everyone.
Let's go.
Well, I actually spoke to a friend of mine who's gay, and he's so hilarious, and he talks a lot about anal sex. I didn't realize, because obviously if a guy has anal sex with their partner, if you're not having anal sex performed yourself, which I never have, you don't understand the prep potentially that goes into it. And he was telling me, he was saying that you can't just suddenly have anal sex for him. He has to prep it. He has to do this. He has to
A salad before.
He has to do so much prep, which I had no clue about.
Yep.
That's what happened.
The enema, everything. I remember I had an enema. I said never again.
A what?
Enema.
Oh, when they...
When you clean your...
colonic irrigation thing. You had that, didn't you?
I've had one of those.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, sort of.
I believe so. Right. Sounds like it is, yeah.
Can I ask? So there's anal sex is sort of the... hidden area, right? And I think that's why guys are so fascinated and excited about it. But and I'm sure it can be pleasurable for women, but maybe it's not as exciting as men think it is for women. Is that right?
Every woman is different. Some women enjoy clitoral stimulation, some women love vaginal penetration, and some women love anal play. But then there's also a mix where some women don't enjoy certain things. Like for me, anal play is not my go-to. It's just not my thing. I will try it out from time to time to be like, you know, let me see if my mind has changed, or let me just give it another go. But not every woman is excited about it. And that's maybe because our G-spot just isn't there for us. Whereas...
A guy's one is there? Is that the rumor, or is that true?
Is it definitely up there?
I don't know. I have
no idea. It is. My G-spot is there, which is why, even with my partner as well, he has no interest in it, but I'm just like, but your G-spot is there. So like, why are you not interested in it?
You're like trying to get at it. He's like,
I know, right?
Off.
He's like literally tenses his ass cheeks every time I try Why do you guys do that? Like, what, you know, your girl tries to like play with your bum, like just on a casual day, do you tense your butt cheeks?
Depends where we are.
Yeah.
If we're
at a cafe, then yeah.
I think I think I'm pretty liberal. Yeah. I would say I'm liberal. My issue is that I was at a boys' boarding school from 8 to 18 years old.
Yeah.
And so sex was like this sweet shop that you could go to only occasionally ever. And so there
what,
was
at school?
Well, no, but it was more like I grew up with sisters and things like that. And so, you know, I was like a very female dominated household, yeah. right? So I'm maybe more one of the lucky ones, which I was around women quite a lot. But it also, sex is about being quite kind of confident in yourself and saying, yeah. okay, I like this, I like that.
Absolutely.
And it took me a long time to be confident in yeah. that space.
And that's normal.
Feel like it is, right?
It is normal. That's why, again, I keep going on about how, like, in the beginning, sex is usually bad and then it gets better. Because there were so many blunders that I was making as well. Like, I used to scream like a porn star in the bedroom. And then now I look back and I'm just like, oh my God, that's so cringe. Yeah. Why were you doing that? But that's because my education was coming from shitload of porn I was downloading off LimeWire.
What do you think about wow. porn?
What do I think about it?
Because we've been speaking about this recently. We actually both don't watch porn.
You don't?
Porn.
That's
I don't
good.
Watch porn.
I mean, it's not, I mean, I like porn. I like ethical porn. So ethical porn is when you have porn stars who are being treated
They're sustainable porn stars.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
They're eco.
They're being paid correctly. There's boundaries being formed. There's no, you know, sexual misconduct that's going on set. They're not being pushed past yeah. their boundaries.
It's quite savage.
It's
porn
a very
industry,
messy
isn't it? Like,
world.
Like horrible
yeah,
shit.
It
like.
Is a lot of yeah. There's I don't think there's you know it gets watch properly, yeah. you know. So not when I say watch properly, I just mean it doesn't. There's no Ofcom. For
yeah, there's
porn.
No like committee that's like. Yeah. Hang on a second. That's probably not
exactly.
That
that's not correct. So the porn that I try to watch when I do watch, I don't watch it often. I like to use my imagination, or I might listen to audio erotica. You guys should try audio erotica.
Audio erotica.
We were thinking yes. about doing an episode just dedicated. Should we do our own?
Oh, I want to hear this.
No,
it would be so bad.
We should
us
do.
Two sat here talking to
no,
each
we
other.
Should do some role play in a second, but hang on yeah. a second. So audio erotica, I'm guessing it is what it seems like it is, which is just audio sex.
It's audio. No, it's literally just a script of people having sex, but you just hear the audio. So just imagine... I don't even know what to give an example, but...
Should we try a role play together?
Oh, I would love to. Let's go.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, so Aloni, you and I are going to have audio sex mm-hmm. together.
Yes. We'll do the intro, just the foreplay, so not the...
Not the actual...
Not the penetration.
All right.
I'll be Ofcom if there's anything untoward.
Yeah. You can help us regulate
I'll step in.
All right. Okay. You'd probably start this, I reckon.
Okay.
All right. Do we start from having drinks before? No, we don't. Oh, no, we don't.
How have you guys met?
I work the local. Getting nervous? Do you feel that?
Yeah, let's go.
I work in the cloakroom.
Ooh.
And you were hanging in your cloak.
Yeah.
Because you're a wizard. Because you're a wizard. And
I'll say. So what are you doing after tonight?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Well, I wasn't planning on it. No, I get up. You know, I got to get back to my mom. I still live at my mom's. I'm only 19. And
do you want to come back to mine?
Yeah, sure. I would love that.
Talking too much. Let's go.
Oh, okay. First, that is unbelievable.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we're now
the dominance
back home.
Is coming out.
We're now back home. We skip to the part where we're in the bedroom. Lights yes. are down. Okay.
And then I would say, have you got a condom?
I don't have one. No, I don't have one.
Okay. Well, you need to go to the shops and get a condom.
All right. Hold on one second.
Whoa, my God. He's running so fast.
Okay, back. I've got one. There we go.
Wait, let's get the lube.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay.
You guys barely know anything about each other. It's,
no,
I don't need to know.
You don't need
to
know. Stop ruining our thing.
That's all that matters.
Ofcom.
Yeah.
The lube's on.
Okay. Now I want to watch you play with yourself first.
Whore.
Whore?
Did you say?
Whore.
But that is how it would go.
Wow,
that
is insane.
That's an example. So the things I was saying, for example, was like the condoms and stuff. What I like listening to is the fact that it also does these little things. So for example, like tiny things such as asking for consent, which you don't typically see. I've been saying typically a lot. Like,
no, you haven't. You'd be sounding great.
Now, I'm going to be, when I watch this back, I will take a shot. But when I'm watching porn, there's certain things that they don't really say, such as asking for consent. There's no condom. And when I listen to audio erotica, it teaches me to check in and talk to my partner and making sure that they know that I feel comfortable. And there's a certain app.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there's a certain app I love listening to, and they do all these little check-ins, and it's just as sexy as well. there's so many types of different sorts of like audio porn, you know, LGBT.
I love that.
Yeah.
And also subconsciously, you're then not just, because my issue with porn,
yeah,
but my issue with things like this at the moment, right, is that, okay, back in the day, you know, individuals, humans, whoever, right, where you would see like sexy things in magazines, or mm-hmm. if you mm. went to the beach on holiday, you may yeah. see someone in a bikini, or, you know, you would see it not very often. Mm-hmm. The problem is now because of TikTok, social media, porn, you see 10,000 naked people before it's 9 a.m.
Yep.
And so your endorphins are firing off all the time. And not only that, so then firstly, you need to be more and more stimulated.
Yeah, we're like desensitized because we're just like constantly bombarded.
It's a problem, right?
No, I agree. That's why I try to use my imagination.
Yeah.
So I like to use my imagination, or I like to listen to my own audio porn. So when I'm having sex with my partner, I'm just like, instead of recording the visuals, I love recording the voice note. Like,
what?
We record it, so I'll listen to like...
Let's do that, Jay.
That would be amazing. You guys
should
try it
out. Come on, you record a little clip with Sophie. We'll listen to it back. On the...
Wait, hang on. Like, you don't have a little clip of
I
that.
Do, but I'm not going to play it.
Very fair on you. Very well done.
You haven't given me permission.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Why on earth would you? Wow.
Yeah, but it is. There's so many ways you can honestly try different ways to exercise feeling stimulated. If it's not porn visually, it could be the own content that you make. Yeah. It could be audio erotica. It could be exchanging nudes with your partner, or voods, which is video nudes. Wow. Whatever you're into.
Well, we're going to stop there for part one. I want to come back in part two. I want to talk about relationships.
Ooh.
I want to talk about some sexual preferences and then how to communicate in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
Oh, let's God. Start. Hey, wipe those tears and come back for part
Why
two.
Why are they crying?
I don't know. You know what I mean. See you in part two, buddy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.